So, I have a sponsor for the show. How exciting. Now, I know that we all love online shopping. Need to go to sleep? Nah, I just remembered. I need a new dress. I need shoes, a bag, and oh yeah, I need sunnies. Yeah, I need a few things. For competitive online prices and some new styles, go to www.alianastore.com and shop away. Just make sure you go to sleep after it. So that's www.alianastore.com for all your online shopping needs. So, how do you solve a problem like Mariah? As my brother said, spoiler alert, you can't. So there you go. I'm just an Australian girl with the world at her feet, working in public relations and communications, who is learning about life and myself every single day. Join me as I tell you stories, share my outlook on life, and just talk utter garbage. This podcast is where I talk about my world, your world, and the world around us, to hopefully inspire or just entertain. It'll be fun, I promise. On today's episode, I have a special episode dedicated to my time in Vietnam and Cambodia. Weno and Subu feature and talk about what we learnt, what we did, and our thoughts on the two countries. So let's get started. Welcome, I'm back for another episode of How Do You Solve a Problem Like Mariah? So for this episode, we'll listen to my recordings and recap of our trip to Vietnam and Cambodia. Before I play it, I just really wanted to recommend these two countries to you. They rely heavily on tourism to drive these countries forward. And after the wars they've been through and what they've suffered not that long ago, they have a lot of stories to tell. And I think they just need a lot of support to continue to grow their economy, really. But also at the same time, help out the little guy, because obviously there's a lot of money in those countries, but they don't often get that kind of money. So if you support local businesses and local tourism, then it'll really help out those countries and the people that actually live in them. I also want to recommend that you read up on or research the wars that they've been in. I'm reading the book They Killed My Father. I'll put the link in my show notes to it. It's on the Khmer Rouge, and it's pretty intense. And then also I'll be watching a documentary. It's called The Vietnam War by Ken Burns. So yeah, if you're looking to go to these countries, you'll learn a lot about that. But also it's good to learn a bit more about the wars they're in and reading up on it before you go too, so you kind of know what to expect. Also, I recommend tour groups, or just traveling in general, obviously. But tour groups is a great way to meet people if you're traveling on your own. Intrepid was great. It is an Australian-based tour company. But they employ locals, which is amazing, because you get to do things that you probably would never do if you travelled on your own. And you meet a lot of new people from different countries as well that will also, you know, experience different things with. And just meeting people in general that might be on other groups or travelling, if you're with a group of people, you'll definitely meet more people out there. So get yourself out there, and if you're on your own and you don't want to do it alone, well, Intrepid's great for that, as well as any other tour company. And they'll take you to local areas and really immerse you in the culture, from going to local houses to eating lunch with them and spending time on local transport. I would never have done those types of things if I hadn't have been on a tour. So I really recommend those two things. Even if whatever country you're going to, it's always great to research where you're going before you go in terms of their history and stuff. But you will learn a lot along the way, especially if you go to the right places and are willing to learn about them. So let's have a listen to the trip and we'll share our thoughts. All right, so currently we are in our hotel room in Phnom Penh with a 6:50 a.m. flight and an early start tomorrow. So we thought we would recap our last 2 days here and our other three in Siem Reap. We'll talk about some highlights, some lowlights, and some funny stories that we have. So basically, we started in Siem Reap, we did the temples, we took on Pub Street, and then we've come to Phnom Penh, where today we did the Killing Fields and the boat on the Mekong River to watch the sunset. Some highlights were definitely the beautiful scenery and the temples, and the people are super friendly. We've made some friends with some tuk-tuk drivers and some tour guides. One of my highlights was watching Dad fall up a gutter in Siem Reap after a big night at Pub Street, where I think he had too many Angkor beers. We ended up on that night on the tuk-tuk home booking ourselves a tour with the tuk-tuk driver for 9 a.m. for $15 US. And I got some crabs, which were horrible. I'll put a video up of myself eating them, and they were not good.
Define crabs.
Oh, Mum, I haven't even introduced you yet.
I'm sorry.
Street food crabs.
Okay.
For those that don't know my mother, she's got a very sick sense of humour. So joining me on the podcast today is veteran of the show, Yeno/Wayno. Hi, Dad.
Hello.
And Susan, Subu, Mum, who's already introduced herself with a sick, crude joke.
Hi, Mariah.
You don't have to say hi to me.
Oh.
Say hi to the people.
Hi, listeners.
Hi, listeners. All right, we'll start with Dad. Some Reap highlights.
Oh, probably watch a neutron choke down a scorpion and a tarantula.
Yeah, actually, I'll post a video of that. Don't recommend that. It's in disgusting.
I don't remember falling up the gutter, so that's not really a highlight or a lowlight.
Because he doesn't remember the tuk-tuk home.
The Angkor beer is terrific.
The happy hour's a highlight.
The happy hour was good. Lowlights, any travellers that go to this part of the world, the experiences at the toilet aren't great, and they're regular.
Coming from experience about 10 minutes ago.
And loose.
I'll be onto that later, thank you.
Okay. Mum, what were your highlights and lowlights of Siem Reap?
Definitely the temples are the highlights.
Temples are nice?
Yeah.
What about the stairs at the temples?
Oh, well, they're obviously...
Blood pressure was through the roof.
A challenge. But I think with the temples, to know that they're built centuries ago and they're still standing.
You're quiet.
Oh, sorry. I'm very tired, believe it or not. It's hard doing this travelling stuff.
Talk louder.
What about the lowlights of Siem Reap?
Don't blame me again.
I don't know. I wouldn't say there was... Oh, well, poverty's is one of the things in both Siem Reap and Penang Pang, as you say, Ping Pong Pang, as Dad says. Mm. So it's poverty's very hard to take, but you can't change it. I mean, not today, anyhow.
Mm.
So it's a longer, ongoing thing.
All right, so now we're in... Dad, what would you call this city?
Ping Pong Pang.
Apparently, the faster you say it, the better it is.
Ping Pong Pang.
But anyway, I actually am going to go back because I forgot something. Siem Reap, we land. We all shower in bed. Dad hadn't showered yet. And I heard a lot of water everywhere. Dad's cursing the shower. Turns out he's used the bath shower head, not the actual built-in shower. And he's covered the bathroom floor in water, which I actually have a recording of that, which I'll play, but it was pretty funny. I think a low light for me was thinking I had appendicitis at the airport. I nearly didn't board. It was painful. We still don't know what was wrong with me, but...
Well, shock.
Thanks, Dad. But anyway, so yeah, the temples were really nice. We also learned about some rats that smell out landmines. That was pretty cute.
Well, that's another low light.
That was a highlight.
No, the mines.
The landmines, yeah.
Still in the country.
Yeah, that's actually pretty sad.
Mm.
And I learned a lot, which I'll post in my blog so more people can read about that. Mm. My highlight was the $2 Jaeger bombs, Pub Street.
Mm.
Dad dancing to me at the... Dad and I went out one night. That was funny.
Definitely a low light.
I'll post a video of the dance moves.
Mm.
That was pretty funny. And, yeah, so now we're in Phnom Penh, or as Dad says...
Phnom Penh Ping.
And we're not here for very long because we got here yesterday at 4:30, and it took us an hour and a half to get to our hotel. And we fly out very early tomorrow. But we went to the killing fields today, and that was very upsetting. I think a lot more people need to learn about what's happened in this country, and probably should tour this country more, because they actually rely a lot on tourism to build this country up, and they don't really have a lot of industry. So that's one of the things that we learnt a lot while we're here. Dad, what are your highlights of Phnom Penh Ping?
Well, for me, that today was a highlight and a low light.
Mm.
It was a highlight because of the fact that I learned a lot and met a couple of great people. It was a low light because of what happened over here, which you don't realise.
Mm.
And living in a country like Australia, you don't realise just how other people in the world live and
what they've been through.
Didn't live and what they went through, and it's a real eye-opener.
Yeah.
Another particularly low light was we were out for dinner and a little girl came up, tried to sell me a little
bracelet.
Wrist bracelet, I guess. And she wanted to sell me one for $3, and I said no, 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 no.
Because they tell us not to give money to the kids.
And she wouldn't go away.
It's bad for them.
I said to her, can you please go away? And with that, she looked at me and growled, you go away. She sounded like the devil child. And I normally get on well with kids, and I thought that upset me a bit. I thought that was a low light, that she could be so angry.
Yeah, because they tell us here that family and the parents train their kids to ask for money, and really they need an education. They don't need to be selling stuff on the streets at 8:30 at night. But she did look like Samara from The Ring, and she had a glare off, and she definitely out-glared you.
And I had one more low light. We were booking a boat tour at the information centre, and I barely needed to go to the toilet.
Again.
So I went up to into the information centre and asked where the toilet was. The local guy up there couldn't speak much English, and he didn't know what I wanted. He's taking me out of the desk to book something, and I said, no, I don't want to book anything. I need the toilet. So he called over another young lady, and she said, what do you want, sir? And I said, I need the toilet. And she started to go through the information book. I said, no, I need the toilet now. So she pointed me to a toilet downstairs, which I went down to, and there was all these shoes at the door. So there was a guy sitting there. So I said, do you want me to take my shoes off? He said, no. So I get in the toilet, close the door.
Didn't you have to pay?
On the way out.
Oh.
And I done what I had to do, and then I looked around, no toilet paper, nothing. All they had was like a little...
The bidet.
...thing on a hose.
The bidet.
Now, I don't know if any of you used one of those things, but which way do they actually work?
Email us and let us know, because can let Dad know.
Kind of trying to figure out. I tried upwards, downwards, sideways. End of the day, I think I ended up with a dirty pair of jocks, and to make things worse, they charged me money on the way out. So that was a very, very low light.
One of the other highlights was testing the bidet with the door open in the toilet. And
it was an automatic bidet, though.
Oh.
Because you had to sit on the toilet and you turn the switch.
Oh,
but I wasn't sitting on the toilet when I turned the switch.
And it went over the other side of the room and squirted the wall. Hosed the wall down.
Yeah, because I opened the door first.
What about you, Mum? What are your highlights, lowlights of Phnom Penh?
Well, I don't know about the highlights. The boat ride was great tonight.
Yeah, we saw the sunset. We met a very nice man.
I'm still a bit upset about the killing field thing today, actually. It took a bit out of me, all the information that I had to process today. You don't really think about these things when you live in a country like ours until you come over here. So that sort of took a bit out of me, I think. But, the good things like, going on the riverboat and that.
Meeting the people.
And the guide.
The street food that we had today.
Yeah,
was nice.
Street food was good.
We had squid on a stick.
Yeah.
Dad was hesitant.
And I do love tuk-tuks. They're the best.
Dad's just had a break to go get another Angkor.
Angkor beer. That's another highlight.
The Angkor beer. Dad actually drank the boat out of Angkor beer tonight. Didn't he?
I think I've single-handedly helped the Cambodian economy.
Yeah.
In Angkor beer, keeping the factory open. But, I have a recommendation or a hack, and it's the guide in at the temples showed us how to take really cool panorama photos where I'll post one of them. I'll post two of them in the show notes, but one of them was to get more out of the photo, so if you have a really long shot, you can get it all in. But one of them, he made us pretend to be shooting behind a tree, and then we have to run around him and go over the other side and pretend to be shot. So that's a cool hack for everyone traveling. That and portrait mode, which is my absolute favorite. If you've got an iPhone, check out portrait mode. That's another hack. And I think being here, and in the last episode I spoke about it, thinking about what we're grateful for, and one of the things that we've learnt on this trip is to be grateful for the country that we're from, but also to be grateful that we can experience these trips and see how other people live, because they only know how we live from TV and what they hear from other people. People in Cambodia don't really get to experience.
I think a lot of Australian people that travel should think about travelling over to Cambodia and having a look around.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll enjoy it. People that have been to Thailand and Bali and I don't know where else, Vietnam, people are just as friendly.
They've got a massive history. Here. I think compared to Thailand and Bali, I've learnt a lot here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Vietnam next, so we'll see what we learn there. But I think their temples go back to the 11th century. And I think Bali and Thailand can be a lot more westernised than places like Cambodia.
Oh, definitely.
So I think coming here, you know, it's similar in terms of how you experience it, but at the same time there's a lot to see that is completely different. So that's our Cambodian experience. We're going to bed now and we'll keep you up to date with Vietnam. Okay, so we've done Vietnam. We are now in Nha Trang and we have 2 days left. Dad, thoughts on the 2 days left?
Hurry up and go. I need to be
home. Yeah, I'm looking forward to going home, that's for sure.
Very tired.
I'm just about... I've eaten enough Vietnamese food, a single battleship. The beer's starting to wear a bit thin. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting back to Australia, really.
Thoughts on the local beer? What's been your favourite?
333. Very confusing though when you ring up room service and ask for three cans of 333.
Especially when they barely talk English.
I can't understand what I'm talking about, and I can't understand what they're talking about. So we have some very good conversations at times.
Mm. You, their English is better than your Vietnamese.
Yeah.
By a long way.
Yeah.
What's cheers in Vietnamese, Dad?
What is it again?
You know, I can never remember that. Oi.
No.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo. That's it. Yo.
It's Moi. Yo. Ya. Yo.
I don't know.
It's like,
easy to say like cheese.
1, 2, 3. Yo.
Yo. But apparently you only do it with beer.
In Vietnamese.
All right. Well, anyway, we went on an Intrepid tour. Do you recommend Intrepid to anyone? We could give them a sponsorship here. They could pay us.
Yeah, it was a good app. Our guide was excellent. Yeah.
Nee, shout out to Nee, Felicity.
Yeah.
Nee done a really good job of looking after everybody and getting us here and there on time. And
she knew a lot about Vietnam.
Yeah. Very informative. Yeah.
What was your favourite place on the trip?
Mine?
Yep.
Oh, Ha Long Bay.
Ha Long Bay?
Yeah.
We stayed in a junk boat.
Then again,
liked Hoi An?
No.
Hoi An, beautiful town, easily my favourite.
Yeah.
The lanterns, the ancient town, the people, the food.
Mm.
What about you, Dad?
Well, where did we do the motorbike ride and the bike ride?
We did the motorbike ride.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was good. I liked Hui, did he say?
No.
Hui.
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 They'll probably correct us anyway.
Yeah, that was what I liked the motorbike.
What did your motorbike rider say to you, your driver?
No, I'm getting sick of people telling me I look like Buddha over here.
When's a
happy
baby
Buddha.
Due? When's a baby due?
He said, I like beer. I don't know if he knew that. And psychic.
Well, my favourite quote from Dad on 2 nights ago when we got dinner, Mum said, I can't remember, Dad was getting really frustrated because his beer hadn't come yet. But what we were saying is they weren't going to bring his beer until they made our cocktails. He's like, oh, well, people over here don't understand Australians. We want our beer straight away. And Mum said something along the lines of, sometimes I just don't get your logic. He's like, my logic is simple. I like beer.
You know, make me look bad when you say it like that.
Oh, God. So, along our trip, we did Hanoi.
Yeah.
We were there briefly. It's very busy.
Very busy.
The food is amazing.
Yeah.
The egg coffee was a highlight on the food tour that we did.
The food tour was great.
There's a lot of history there.
Mm.
And then Halong Bay was beautiful. Yep. Dad, explain your thoughts on Halong Bay.
Yeah, it was good. The bait was excellent, although we might have got a bit excited on the drinks.
Yeah, very excited.
And the bill at the end of the day and a half is ridiculous.
One night, $150.
But what happened after that? What? You nearly died.
Yeah, well, I got a conditioned heart arrhythmia, which probably the amount of alcohol I drank that night. Started it up, and being in Vietnam, a long way from a decent hospital and a decent doctor, I was a little bit concerned for a little while, but it came good.
So what did you decide to do that morning? Climb through a cave?
Yeah, well,
with your heart out of rhythm.
Yes, you do.
And he went down quickly after breakfast.
Mm.
But he's okay now, which is good, so he learnt a lesson.
He has slowed down on the drinking since then, though.
They paint me in a bad light, you two.
Well, the bartenders every time you went up to the bar. So they're obviously one of their biggest customers.
Dad, what about on the boat in Cambodia? You ran and drank them out of beer.
Yeah,
it was only a small boat. With an ocean liner or anything.
Oh, God. And then after Hanoi, which is a nice city, it's just very busy, but it's a weird city. The streets are like really small and
they go everywhere. A
lot of motorbikes
everywhere.
Then we went on the overnight train, and only 2 days ago did Mum and Dad tell me that a cockroach was crawling up into my bed.
Mm.
So they decided not to tell me. We were not prepared. We did not have a sleeping bag.
No.
We did not have anything else but what they provided. The cabin was about -2 degrees.
And somebody slept in the toilet all night near our cabin, so we couldn't get into the toilet. It was locked.
I'm now a professional in the squat toilet.
Yeah.
So squat toilet in a moving train is...
Mm.
Once you know how to do that, you can do squat toilets anywhere.
Mm.
Dad, thoughts on the train?
No, just a bit of advice for anyone who's going to go on a train.
Don't.
Probably anywhere, especially over in Vietnam. They're very... very small, cramped quarters. And don't do a street food tour before you get on.
Why?
With a stomach full of Vietnamese street food and a few cans. Obviously, your stomach's not in good condition. And what you may think at home might be just a little bit of wind can become...
very messy.
Dire. Exactly. And particularly when you're a little confined space with four people. And, I'll leave it to your imagination, but it wasn't very pleasant.
And I feel sorry for the girl that was in the cabin with us. At least your family. We can deal.
I don't think Caroline...
No,
She doesn't now. She listens to the podcast.
Oh, sorry, Caroline.
My highlight was the Chinese lady walking up and down the cabin in her high heels that weren't strapped up, looking like she's doing a walk of shame.
Shame, yeah. She had a rough night. We thought we'd had a rough night.
He was stalking her at one stage.
I wanted to see what she was doing.
Very interesting characters on that train. What about the guy that came into our cabin and
I had coffee with us in the morning. Yeah, it was odd too. It was an experience. Don't do it, but do it to experience it and then never do it again. But be prepared. Actually pack your own bedding or something.
Yeah, well, at least Carolyn had a sleeping bag and
eye
mask and earplugs or whatever.
And maybe have some sleeping tablets. She'd been
told what to expect.
Well, yeah. I don't know. The sleeping was horrific. And then we went to Way and we did the motorbikes, which was fun. To pick your driver, you had a helmet and had keys in it, so it was a little bit like a swingers party.
Yeah, it was.
Motorbike riders.
Yeah.
And I picked the one with the Toy Story keyring. And my driver every time...
Is Woody his nickname or he did have one?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. Oh. But every time when I couldn't find him in the crowd, he'd point at me and go, hee-haw.
He was excited about having you.
And then... Our motorbike tour was fun. We went to this nice lookout view of Hui. Beautiful. Mum's in her white linen pants. Comes down the hill. Has a weak ankle because she fell on the streets of Hanoi on some dishwater. And she goes down in a hole down on the ground. It's not funny, but it's kind of funny. They're all very concerned. They did spring to action.
Yeah, they put in their first aid plan, didn't they? They got the first aid kit out and the band-aids and the disinfectant.
So we patched Mum up. The pants cost her $50 to get up.
No, not 50, about $15.
Oh, well, your whole washing here costs 50.
Yeah, I know, $50 to get your washing done. That's disgusting.
Anyway, so she's gone down twice so far. Three times, actually. Twice in Hui, once on a loose bit of concrete.
Mm. And then today.
And then today, as we're in Vin Pearl Land in Nha Trang. It's not funny because it was really sad. I'm putting ketchup on the chips. Mum's taken the water back to the table. I've got all the food, luckily. I look in my peripheral vision and she's slipped on some more. Fallen on her back and slid like a penguin under the table. And the water's gone everywhere. But it wasn't funny because she were quite upset.
Yeah, it was.
But anyway, so Mum's ankles are a bit weak so far. Where else did you fall?
Oh, every gutter in Hanoi.
Oh, you fell out of the bus.
Yeah, I fell out of the bus as well.
She's fallen out of the bus twice.
Oh, no.
Because we did take every mode of transport on our tour. We went plane, bus, motorbike, bicycle, which we did in Hoi An, which was really nice.
Chairlift.
We've done a chairlift, boat, rowboat, all a bit motion sick.
Tuk-tuk.
Tuk-tuk.
Yeah.
So.
Planes, we trains.
Trains.
Automobiles.
Everything but a truck, I think.
Yeah, got to steal one of them in the morning. And a
helicopter. We didn't go in a helicopter. No. So anyway, then Hui was fun. The backpackers district is a highlight. But just be wary of the $2 tequila shots when you've got a very early morning start.
Mm.
And the shisha. Because that's cheap too. So I recommend the backpackers part. We went to Hoi An, which was the best. That was a highlight.
Yeah.
You got the mum falling over today. How did you get there then?
Are we backtracked?
Oh, we're just talking general.
Ow. I want to go home. Hoi An's beautiful. I got some shoes made from Yali. We did a cooking class and that was fun. And the bicycle ride was good except for when we got caught in an absolute downpour. We had our ponchos could not save us.
No.
Tom was funny. He told me to pee in the bush.
Mm.
And his favourite song, our tour guide was row, row,
row your boat gently down the stream.
If you see a crocodile, don't forget to scream.
And we tried some rice wine.
Mm-hmm.
That was all right. Except for the rice wine in Hui when we had our home dinner, lunch, which was very nice. And I thought it was the cleansing pellet soup, but no, it was a shot, and it took me very by surprise. I was not the same after that.
No.
It's like unleaded petrol.
And then we went to Ho Chi Minh. Ho Chi Minh, very nice rooftop bars with views of the city. And an absolute downpour that our flight got delayed.
It was a typhoon.
It was a very terrifying flight, actually. And when we got to Nha Trang, we found out there was landslides, so we're probably lucky to get here, as it was. And then now we're in Nha Trang at the Vinpearl, owned by one of the richest, well, the richest men in Vietnam. I know why.
Yeah, they put you on an island and then tell you you can't take anything on the island and charge you what they like.
Yeah, so $50 if you want to bring anything from the island over.
Food or drink.
Mm. It is nice.
Yeah, but it'd be better if they could speak English.
Yes, well,
translation is very hard around here.
Not that they can't speak English, they just can't speak it as well as some of the places we've been to.
I suppose it's better than our Vietnamese, but it's just getting to me.
They have a beer here, it's 333.
Yeah, you talked about your favourite.
Yeah, I know that, but you try and order it and drink through room service, which is the only way you can do it.
Mm. You said that before.
No, did I say that before?
Yeah,
you can delete that anyway.
He's been napping, he's hit a wall. One of the main things we learnt while we're here is a lot about the Vietnam War and a lot of things that we probably didn't know beforehand, which
is sad. Yeah, and I want
to
learn a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so it's probably one of, apart from the war currently happening, I guess, it was one of the
longest running wars.
Well,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think.
I couldn't believe that they lived in those tunnels in Ho Chi Minh for so long.
Yeah, the Gucci tunnels. I lasted 20 metres.
The Gucci tunnels, huh?
No, Mum calls them the Gucci tunnels. Apparently, they're a designer brand.
Mm.
But the Gucci tunnels, I lasted 20 metres and they got up to 12 metres below the ground. And they lived in there. Babies were born in there.
20 years.
20 years. They ate the same food. They were called tunnel rats.
Mm.
Yeah, that I could not do.
What was the tunnel's dimensions, the original ones? 70 centimetres high by
40, was it?
Very small anyway.
Mm.
Mm. And they widened them for tourists and it was absolutely terrifying, I can tell you that now. But the war museum was sad.
Mm.
It was interesting to learn about, but sad.
I learnt one thing today.
What was that?
That I'm too old for water slides.
Oh, yeah. Going down the water slide today, Dad wanted to go on one with me. And he goes, we'll go on the one that we'll go slow on. So we picked the water slide. And after Dad realised...
That guy lied to me. He said it was a slow one. But I don't think it was.
Dad, what did you say?
I can't say on air.
I remember, I don't know, what did you say?
It went down a dip and then it went up over the top of another dip. We had that much speed up that we're going to leap clean off the slide completely.
Oh, he goes, hang on, I think I wrote it down.
Said, fuck
oh, fuck off.
Oh, fuck.
When he realised.
Well, it was too late.
The slide. And I went parasailing and they harnessed me up. I paid for the GoPro. He told me how to use the GoPro, but he didn't tell me what I had to do at all, where I had to hold on to, what I had to do. And I said to him, like, all right, you ready? I said, no, I'm not ready. I want to know what happens when I land. What do I do? You know, when you go skydiving, they tell you to put your legs up and you land. And he goes, 1, 2, 3, run. I said, no, I'm not ready.
Well, I said, run.
Run. It was too late. And I held on for dear life for most of it and the GoPro footage, which I'll put on on the show notes, is majority of me upside down because I couldn't grab it because I was too terrified to let go. It was a lot of fun, but not a lot of instruction.
How about the song we learnt?
Oh, you want to sing the song?
It's not a very good song.
Sing it.
Ho Chi Minh, Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh, Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh, Vietnam. And then another guy sung in Vietnamese and the chorus was Ho Chi Minh, Vietnam.
That was the only song that we could sing because he sung the rest of it. And that was at a guy's house that made rice wine. The good thing about Intrepid is you really get to see what the local, what are you doing?
Nothing.
He's trying to fit his face in an elastic band. Good thing about Intrepid tours is they really take you to what the locals do and you eat a lot of local food and you see a lot of different things. We went to a lot of people's houses, which you wouldn't normally do. Also, another great thing about...
We could do our own Intrepid tours around home and we could have them around for a barbie, you know, like Aussie cooking.
Yeah, Aussie cooking. Well, you've heard it first. If you would like a tour of your lawn north, you can book...
Well, Dan could do power station tours and we could bring him back from barbie afterwards.
And you could go on the golf course.
Nobody likes power stations anymore.
If you would like to book a tour with Intrepid Macca, you can email at macinnisfamily@bigpond.com.
You feel Intrepid all right, you know where you'll end up.
Dad will take you on a cruise around the back of the bush.
Booze cruises.
He'll supply an esky full of beer and he'll drive you around the back of the bush. Then he'll show you how to use the TAB app and you'll spend the Saturday afternoon watching the races in the shed. If you're lucky, you might take the boat out Lake Narrakeen.
No fish there.
So, yeah, you've heard it first. We've got a new company. What was your favourite dish?
The chicken I had today.
The fried chicken.
Burger King's.
I actually wasn't that.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
I really enjoyed that meal we had at that restaurant the last night.
Oh, at Koto, which is a restaurant for disadvantaged, talented chefs and hospitality workers.
Yeah.
So we ate there. That was very nice. It was opened by an Australian.
Yeah.
Shout out. Intrepid is actually an Australian tour company. Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, that pork belly was delicious.
What?
That's in Ho Chi Minh, by the way, if you want to go there. Mm. What about you, Alice, Dad? Oh, God, don't go doing that.
Sorry.
No, I don't know. There's a lot of good food. But the seafood platter we had here the other night,
yeah,
the meal you shared was pretty good because I like seafood.
That was nice. I think my favourite meal was the home visit. Yeah. That pork with the tofu was delish.
Oh, I thought the pork the other night was better.
Yeah, but this was like home cooking. I think you'd appreciate it more.
I suppose, but...
And I really liked bung mi. Australians would pronounce it bar mi.
What?
You know the bung mi, the roll. Bung mi.
Well, it was a hot dog roll, actually.
It's a baguette from the French.
Mm.
But yeah, I had one in the back streets of Hoi An, which was delicious. It was really good. And the egg coffee.
Mm.
Apparently there's somewhere that does it in Melbourne.
Yeah,
I'll find
it.
We'll
have to go there. We'll have to figure out where
I think some of the people in Vietnam, well, they obviously know we're Aussies and they love the banter with us.
Mm.
At the night market in Nha Trang, we're looking at a guy's stall and he knew we were from Australia.
Mm.
What did he say? Cheaper than Kmart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, g'day, mate.
G'day, mate. I ended up in Ho Chi Minh. We went to this place called Chill Bar. Apparently all the celebrities go there. And we just went, we thought we'll try it out. Got in there. It was awesome. And then this Vietnamese pop star started singing. So we got our money's worth. Her name was Nim or Min? Can't remember.
I think you said it was Min.
Anyway, that was interesting.
Yeah, they love the soccer too, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Vietnam won twice. Three times. They pile the backpacker street in Ho Chi Minh City. Also another good place to go to, the backpackers, but it is very crowded. Saw a man with a snake. I didn't eat anything bizarre this time.
Just in general, the way some of the Vietnamese people live, they don't have much room, they don't have much housing.
No.
We, on our street tour of Hanoi, there's people that actually live on the train track.
Oh, yeah.
The train literally goes within half a metre of their front doors.
We saw it come through,
actually. They said no one's ever been killed.
No.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's quite amazing that you could live in those conditions. And we've even been down a few back alleys and you look in a room, gee, I don't know, no bigger than a couple of metres by 3 metres, and there's people living in there. And they virtually eat their dinner on the street.
And a lot of the, in Hanoi as well, the people use the power lines as their clothesline.
Yeah, they got no room.
So, yeah, just think about that next time you're a little bit down about where you live. You're lucky you live in Australia.
And the thing is, because they, a lot of them are Buddhist religion, they're just so nice and grateful and... We can be very ungrateful.
Very happy, aren't they, the Vietnamese?
Yeah.
Except for the people on this island.
Most of them are Vietnamese.
No.
But anyway, they seem happy and they manage to live that way, so that's their way of life, I guess.
And they're very proud of their country.
They are, especially their soccer team. Everyone knows about soccer.
And maybe by the time we've finished this podcast, they would have won.
Yeah, the Asian Cup or something, isn't it?
Which we stayed in the same hotel as the Cambodian soccer team and they didn't look much.
No, they got beaten 3-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, they talk about their soccer, they go mad when they win. The two wins they had in the draw. They fly flags out of the houses. They go up the streets yelling out Vietnam. So, yeah, good on them.
Anything
I don't
more?
Think
we're that passionate about our soccer, are we?
Not to the extent this country is.
No.
But yeah, anyway, good luck to them. Hope they win the Asian Cup.
Southeast Asian Cup.
Yeah. One guy said it doesn't really mean much, so just do it for fun. They'll never make the World Cup, but you never know.
Yeah, hopefully one day they do.
And he's not talking about winning, he's talking about just making the tournament.
Australia
will never win.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to a close of our 3-week holiday. We argued to no end.
And I think I'm winning on points.
But we got there.
We haven't got home yet.
We've still got a big day tomorrow.
I want to sleep in.
And I just want to apologise for that singing. On Mariah's last podcast, I didn't think she was recording that, so to anyone that had their ears hurt by that,
I'm very sorry.
No, I'm not singing ever again.
Mum, anything you want to add about the trip?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
She hit the wall again.
She comes out with gusto in the morning, makes all these plans, and by the time she gets to 8 o'clock, she's gone down. Like she did under the table. The fall's taken down.
Could have broken something,
Well, if there's anything we've missed, I've written about it in my blog. So I've already posted 2 and I would have posted 3 by the time this comes out. So you could follow those and learn more about if you want to travel to Vietnam or Cambodia. But we highly recommend it because we've had a very good time. And the good thing about the tour is we did things we wouldn't have done if we did it on our own. No way. Absolutely no way.
And I can't believe...
Positively no way.
I can't believe some of the things I've eaten.
Yeah, you've done well, Dad. He's tried many a foods. I've eaten a bit of chilli.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing, though, they make you pay for a visa to come to the country, and I think I've well and truly Got me money's worth out of the sewer system. Is that allowed?
Yeah. Oh, good. I think we'll leave it there.
Yeah. Close that though.
Good night.
Oh, God.
True, I have.
Okay, before I end the show, I'm going to do a quote for this one because this quote has a huge impact on what I learned from the locals in both Cambodia and Vietnam. And it's, happiness isn't getting what you want all the time. It's about loving what you do have and being grateful for it. Because I found that in these countries where they, some of them don't have much at all, they're so grateful for the tourism they get, and they're really grateful for having you there. And I just found that they have so little and we have so much, and yet they're still always happy. You know, obviously we don't see them all the time in the tough times that they would go through, but it's just they seem to love what they have and aren't always thinking. Obviously they know what they want, especially like when you notice a lot of rituals they do, like burning paper items of what they want in the future, or, you know, the incense that they burn out from their shops. They obviously have a goal and want to get somewhere, but at the same time, they seem a lot more grateful and at ease with what they have as well. So, and like last episode, when I talked about being grateful and having a gratitude diary, it's the same thing. They're so grateful every day, so they're still happy. And it's just a great way to improve your happiness, is just to be grateful. So that's about it from me. And obviously it leads perfectly into love yourself, because if you don't, no one else can. So, all right, catch ya. I hope you got something out of today's show. And if you like this podcast, don't forget to tell all your amazing friends. Also subscribe, rate and review on iTunes. It'll take you only a few minutes, but it really goes a long way to help me out. You can look at more information on this show by clicking on the show note link in the description, and it'll take you to my blog where you can get links to things I'll recommend, or look at pictures that relate to the show. So definitely check that out. And you can add me on Instagram @MariahMatKinnis_, or at my travel page @atravelsantiques. And don't forget, if you ever have any questions, just email me at Mariah_MatKinnis22@outlook.com. It can be anything you want to ask, and I'll give a go at answering it. In relation to today's show, you can read more about my journey around Vietnam and Cambodia on my blog, atravelsantiques.blog. So far, I've written about Siem Reap and Phnom Penh in Cambodia, as well as Hanoi and Ha Long Bay in Vietnam. Each week, I'll post a new destination, so you can follow my journey.
Tell everyone what you've done. He used the bath shower instead of the actual shower. He's flash flooded the bathroom. He's used the wrong shower. Oh my god. We've been in our hotel room 2 hours.
Like him.
What?
Thank you. What
do you have?
Every morning in each hotel we've been in, I've had 3 little sausages. Baked beans, eggs, mainly fried sometimes in an omelette, and a bagel or some toast.
No, a baguette. That's Vietnamese. Yeah. Hmm. Well, it's French,
there's
but...
There's a couple of places you haven't had bacon
delivered in there. Yeah, you didn't have bacon, darling, no. You've been bacon.
No all wonder you wrecked the sewage here.
All the chili and stuff.
Well, yeah, straw. That breakfast buffet is at the top there.
Mm-hmm.
And you get rice, noodles,
fur,
pork buns. For breakfast, I think that's not breakfast. You can't find any cereal.
Bad yogurt.
I have cereal.
Yeah, and condensed milk. Can you imagine Weet-Bix and condensed milk for breakfast?
I don't even have Weet-Bix.
They have Weet-Bix here.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
I'm not sure.
What do you have at home?
Weet-Bix.
Every day?
Well, working days, yeah. I might have bacon and eggs on the weekend.
Well, you'd be all bacon and egged out.
I don't know.
You better lap it up these next 2 days.
I might try something different tomorrow.
Have some fur.
Well, that looks fruit, so.
No, the fur. The soup.
Fur.
No, it's fur.
Fur.
Oh, they say fur.
Yeah, soup for breakfast.
Yeah, it's like a chicken, you know, with the noodles. Like you had today when you went to the buffet and you pointed at the prawns, but it's part of the noodle soup. Mm. So you started making your prawn noodle soup.
And three prawns, I wanted three prawns, ended up with a freaking big bowl of soup. God knows what I'm...
Buffet was good. Holiday makes you tired. I need a holiday from a holiday.
Well, I know. That's why we were supposed to come here and have 4 days and do nothing. But we
yeah.
I'm sorry, but whose fault is that?
Yours. You booked us on this. You booked us on that.
I booked one thing.
Two things.
Oh, one was a night thing.
So it was still exhausting.
Well, you could have relaxed until we went to it. We didn't have to go to Vin Pearlland today at 10 o'clock.
It was fun.
But you didn't want to miss it.
Well, lucky we did. We
what studio. Was your favourite Vin Pearl land attraction?
The Happy Store.
Happy Store.
No, it was Happy Snack.
Got the Happy Room, the Happy...
Happy Snack.
And as the tour leader said at the Coochie Tunnels, you can't ask for a happy room in Thailand. You won't get the toilet.
No. Mm, yeah, it's funny, that bloke.
His parents lived in the tunnels 10 years.
They got married in the tunnel. Are over there. Yeah, down there.
What are you?
A warrior.
Xena warrior princess.
Not a princess. What are you in about? Fucking 8 o'clock for you. If I go to bed now, I'll be waking up about 11:30. Come on, let's go to the airport. Only 8 km, we will walk.
Might be 8 km, but it took us an hour and a half to get him.
Yeah, but you're walking it. You've walked 8 km heaps of times.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not lugging that suitcase all the way there.
I'll get an oxen out of a paddock and struck him to their
oxen. You're an oxen.
They can't even tell us yet, it was too far. We've got to get
some
more tubes.
No, you're not getting any more tubes. You've had enough to drink.
I'm kicking another holiday, mate. I'm kicking another gear.
Do you ever grow up?